You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
868 to the world. It's your boy, Mr. Committed. And we are live in the capital city on the best frequency you could ever tune in on a Friday afternoon. It's Mr. Committed in the Inside Hub. And I'm going to take you all the way to 7 o'clock and then you'll have the news. But this evening is going to be an interesting conversation. Because you know why? Let me tell you why. I saw you holding music drop low. I want to get your attention. This evening, in studio, I have one guest. One and only. Because he's one of the only persons I know with three first names, if you look at it. But that does not tell you enough as we dissect the legal redress for persons who have been dismissed within your workplace. And I want to paint a scenario to you guys. Imagine you're working in a place, and for some reason within your terms of contract, they set KPIs for you. But then all of a sudden, you're going to work, somebody else doing a job for you because they just hired that person. And then some way or the other, they began to cut your hours. And you're watching your contract coming down to the end. And you say to yourself, but what's going on here? And then suddenly, they say, well, here's what. We have no need for you anymore. And then that is that. But no appraisal done for you. And when somebody tell you about your appraisal, yeah, what happened? They tell you, fill the KPIs. But then they say, but no, they told me that I can't do so and so. You see, this afternoon, get your mommy, get your daddy, get everybody and sit down. Because in a lifetime, you'll meet somebody who will tell you, the employer treat me wrong. I don't know what to do. And the right conversation to be tuned in at this point in time is with none other than Sinclair Michael O'Neill as we discuss this great topic. Sinclair, you doing, my brother?
I am fine. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Mr. Committed and stuff. I really, really appreciate the opportunity to share some knowledge and some information to the wider population.
Thank appreciate you. That, man. Mm-hmm. Because today I was looking at something resembling your CV, because I think your CV could be a book. And when I looked at it, here what come to mind. Uh-huh. I see one, father, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Attorney at law, that could be 24 hours too. Is it?
Definitely 24
hours. Entrepreneur, lecturer. And the list goes on. I said, hold on. I had to narrow down this thing here. Because we don't see a lot of men of your caliber. When they come to an interview, they don't mention father. Mm-hmm. And you put that as one of your accomplishments in such a way. And I have to commend that.
And I appreciate you saying that.
But for those who listen, I know you want to hear what we dress, because you lost your work. Thousands lost their work. And before I go into it, let me get the elephant out of the room. They was asking me when I had you on the seminar. Is the same corpse for TPRC?
Yes, sir.
The TPRC that was making the news for the past 48 cycles?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Corpse, could outputting yourself in that scenario. Just a one comment. What really took place there?
Well, I appreciate you giving me one comment. But yes. Let me just more or less set it out. So, statutory meeting is basically the most important meeting at the council, right? It's mm-hmm. where we ratify all the business of the other committees. And
okay.
what we saw happening was the announcements part of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't speak to what was being said. What I would say is that as a result of what was being said,
yes,
the opposition decided they needed to walk out of the meeting.
Mm.
The walking out of the meeting went relatively peacefully.
Okay.
But it was afterwards that we had some issues. I was involved in trying to solve some of the issues that were being raised at the time.
Yeah.
And it ultimately resulted in the members coming back to the chamber.
Okay.
And that
okay.
is what persons saw happening there. And what I would say is it was disappointing as members of the administration. It was a little bit disappointing to see what transpired.
Yeah.
But these things happen. It's a political climate. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm,
and we at TPRC, we are committed to doing the work of the people.
Yeah.
And I can assure you that this is something that we will get past. It will resolve itself.
Yeah.
And we will continue to do the business of the people.
I love you. You gave me that composed answer. That sounds like a man well experienced. And let's get right into it. What are some of the possibilities or some of the redress that an employee or a former employee who got dismissed unfairly may experience? What are some of their legal options? How do they feel vindicated afterwards? What should they do?
Well, I think it's very important for us to start at the feeling because we started off the conversation there. And losing your job is not an easy thing. And I think that a lot of people in the population at this time, as you just said, they are feeling something. And what we are discussing here now is how do we address that feeling? Because some persons may be aggrieved rightfully, if I could use that term. So, for example, you have a 3-year contract, the contract comes to an end.
Yeah.
You may feel fired, but your contract came to an end, all right?
Gotcha.
They just didn't renew your contract, all right? So there's a feeling there. There are persons who may be terminated because the employer decided, rather than give a month's notice, they decide to terminate immediately.
Yeah.
Now, in those circumstances, you may have recourse. Because if it is that the employer did not do what was required of it pursuant to the agreement, if there was an agreement and the agreement says 1 month notice,
yes,
and you decide to terminate immediately, you do not compensate for that 1 month period.
Okay.
Then that causes a redress. And we'll talk about the places in a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have other types of firing, right? So we have situations where someone may be accused of something. And we see this a lot in the workplace. Mm-hmm. People would be accused of things. As a matter of fact, in preparation for today, I was looking at a case that came up in the public domain recently with one of a former manager of FCB. And they had to compensate him because he found a bug and there was an investigation apparently. Based on the facts of the case, there was supposed to be an investigation. And the fact that he was not given the opportunity, based on the findings of the court, to properly present his case.
Yes.
His attorney asked for an extension that was not granted. And they fired him 2 days after that, right? Based on what I read.
Wow.
And I am saying that in those instances, and there are many people facing that type of situation, they were fired, they did not have an opportunity to be heard, there was not a proper practice of good industrial relations procedure and principles were not followed. In those instances, there are recourse for workers. And as I said, we'll get into that.
Thank you for that. And before we even continue,
sure.
I know we have some bills to pay.
Of course.
And if I don't go there, then I get in trouble. And what can I tell me? Make it away today. So guys, you are tuning to 106.5 FM Freedom. We are here with attorney at law, a man of many hats, Sinclair Michael O'Neill, and we're going to a break and we will be right back.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind. Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that big board impact. Call 723-9595.
for more information.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Every weekday morning, Tusker Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Freedom family, welcome back. It's your boy, Mr. Committed, and you are tuned in with the favorite edition of the Inside Hub on a Friday. Carrie's favorite is your boy, Mr. Committed, and we are having a conversation along the lines of employment law. What are your legal redress? And before we resume with Attorney at Law Sinclair, usually we ask a question, top of your question, and the question will require you to be engaged and let me know your thoughts on it. So as I pull up the question, hear me well. Do you believe the CPAP workers have the opportunity for proper legal redress after their dismissal? Do you believe, listeners of our family, that the CPAP workers have the opportunity for proper legal redress after their dismissal? 625-2257 or send your WhatsApp 306-1065. 625-2257, let me know, what do you think? Do you think that is there for them? But listen as well as Mr. O'Neill continues.
Thank you very much. And I feel that question was for me, you know.
It's for the listeners. We just ask them. And if you feel free to chime in, you can also chime in as well.
So before we get to CPAP,
yes.
Right, the third thing that I wanted to say in terms of how you can be terminated, it's a way that people don't really consider being forced out of your job. It's called constructive dismissal. So you see what you were talking about at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
At the top of the conversation when you said, you know, you're seeing your things being diminished and, you know, you're not. That has the capacity to pressure someone out of their job. And in circumstances where that occurs,
yeah,
a person can approach the court.
Really?
In certain circumstances, yes, because you are being, as I said, the term is constructive dismissal. So they're not firing you, but they're putting the pressure on to make sure that you feel so aggrieved that you just leave. And there are some people who have that disposition. They will just say, you know what, I good, the same good, I ain't able with all of this, and I will leave my job.
Okay.
So that can result in recourse in the court.
625-2257. Y'all hearing the knowledge being imparted today? So if your employer decide he probably is the wicked witch from the east or the west and decide to pressure you, perhaps you may have some level of recourse because we are hearing about this term called what?
Constructive dismissal.
Wow. Guys, if you're just tuning in, we're having a discussion that is relatable to everybody within Trinidad and Tobago. But once you have a walk, because if you don't have a walk, as the former Prime Minister said, if you have a walk, then, I mean, you probably lose your work. And you want to know, how could I fight for something because I felt aggrieved by it? So, how does, if I may, Sinclair, what does the employee has to look forward for to identify that, hey, they forced me out? How right. do I identify that?
So, one of the things that will be clear as it relates to being forced out is lack of feedback, right? So there are some instances where people will have a grievance and they will email and they will be writing and they will be communicating with the higher-ups, the supervisors and whatnot. And the responses that are coming in are probably dismissive. You're asking for a meeting. You can't get a meeting, right? You're sending emails. You're not responding to your emails. The goalpost shifting.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to do one thing, they're telling you, no, it's not that one thing you're supposed to do. And there's a lot of verbal communication. There are several ways But you see, the lack of communication, that is one of the things. And we can think about it. The communication or the disconnection is what will cause persons to feel demotivated, depressed, and ultimately decide, you know what, I think I've had enough of this. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who will let that go. They go, they look for another job, they find a job, and they are good.
Yeah.
Not knowing that they can be compensated. So, for example, if you had a three-year contract, I had a matter like that. The individual had a three-year contract, and he was forced out in 2 years. Mm. And we were able to fight, and we were able to get him the balance of his contract as compensation or damages, as they say.
Yeah.
Right? So, sometimes people leave their jobs with a lot of, well, damages or money on the table, right? Hmm. So it's just something to be aware of.
Right? And Trini, we don't want to leave no money on the table at all.
As some people say, they don't want the money seep out.
So you want
to make sure get here. Yes, yes.
Guys, join the discussion at 625-2257 or 306-1065. We are learning about there's something called constructive dismissal, and that's meaning that you could be forced out and you have some ability to fight for your money on the table. Well, let's go back to the discussion around CPAP and these people. Because we hear in the public domain that they have lost their jobs, they're on the breadline. Is there anything legally possible for them to seek redress?
The short answer is yes.
Wow.
But I can assure you it's a complicated answer. And the reason why I can say that is because, well, I had the benefit of being on the inside. I actually represented continue to represent persons interested in that matter.
Okay.
And what we are doing is really fighting for the rights of the contractors and by extension the workers. The workers were given the rawest of deals. It was in my respectful view, a really, and this is not a political thing, this is a human thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They were given a raw deal. Today you have a job, tomorrow you don't have a job. And the excuse of the ghost gangs, which have not been proven, and the excuse that these are people who cut in grass and all these insulting things.
Yeah.
The reality is that a service was being provided to the population. And we are seeing it now, you know. People actually feeling it.
I seen in the grass high, right? Taller than me.
Right. So to get back to the question, there is recourse.
Yes.
Because there are, in our respectful view, breaches of constitutional rights. So we have adopted a course of going before the court to get a judicial review recourse, right? Redress for them, which will ultimately result hopefully in some form of compensation to the workers,
workers.
So we are trying that way. We tried by way of breach of contract, and there was an issue there, as it was in the public domain. Went all the way to the Court of Appeal. The Court of Appeal felt that negotiation ought to have taken place first, and which again is a stumbling block sometimes, right?
Yeah.
It's something that I wanted to raise here. Population, people out there, Trinidad and Tobago, please remember, look at your contract. Don't just sign it. Sometimes we're very happy to have a job, you know.
But it's true, because I have to get one.
As they say, the devil is in the details.
Mm.
And if it is that you are signing a contract that is oppressive, with terms that are not in your favor, then it is better you continue seeking a job, because you will go to that job and you will be tremendously frustrated. All right? So it's very important to understand the terms upon which you are entering into a service employment.
So on that note, Sinclair, and I want to ask the listeners as well, do you believe enough people in Trinidad and Tobago, when they're going and get a job and the time to sign contract, they read any details? I want to get involved in the conversation, because he said something very critical there. If you are going to sign a contract, it is prudent of you to know what are the terms and the conditions. But the market is so hard already. You ain't studying the terms and the conditions, you just want to sign. But listen, 625-2257 or 306-1065. Oh God, Kyrie, because the love. Send your WhatsApp, let me know. You think that we actually will read it, or it's about time we start? I want to know how you feel about that. You think enough people is read the conditions, Sinclair?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Because when issues arise, that is the time when people say, oh gosh, I signed this. I didn't know that was in my contract all the time. And they start to feel offended because of the reality. Yes, go ahead.
It's a quality line. Caller, good evening.
Good evening.
The Bassa Trace, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm listening to you guys. You know, this is not a wrestling match where necessarily the skill of one or the strength of one might overcome the other. You can only get for the client what is in the contract or what is in the overriding law pertaining to contracts, right? You cannot create anything by your brilliance. So I don't understand why there's all this confusion over what a person should get or not. So long as a lawyer looks at it the first time and explains it to you, well, that's it, you know, right? And of course, I mean, I always allude that you must apply some degree of intelligence to whatever you're doing, and don't depend on the stars to align in your favor. That's not going to happen often enough.
So you're saying they must read the contract. People have a duty to read the contract.
Somebody who are familiar with contracts, I would suggest a lawyer, right? It doesn't have to be one of these senior counsels. The guy right around the corner could read a contract. A simple, you know, work contract for 3 years, unless it's something really complicated that has all kinds of branches and ifs and buts and going, you know. But if you're going to work in an office somewhere or out of a government office somewhere, that's a kind of limited scope. Get somebody to look at it for you. Let them, you know, deal with your issues up front. I don't understand why, you know, we're having an issue with it at all. If people are reckless, they will pay the price. Thank you.
Just before we allow Sinclair to chime in, which is just about we're approaching, and we are there. It's about 6:30 in the capital city in Trinidad and Tobago, and you guys are tuning into the best frequency, 106.5 FM, and the Bassa Trace. I go and let Sinclair deal with that. Sinclair, what did you glean from what he just said there?
Well, I glean a few things. His heart is in the right place, I have to say. Definitely, it is important to have someone with the competency review contracts. But I want to caution members of the public. Not all lawyers know all law. And even though we would have similar upbringings in terms of training, there are persons who specialize. So, for example, I would not go to deal with my estate matter by a criminal lawyer. I wouldn't go to deal with my divorce by an attorney that deals with industrial relations matters alone. Right? There are people with specialties, but there are also people who you know, have a general knowledge of certain things, right? Contract law, yes, it should be generally simple to deal with.
Yeah.
But there are certain intricacies, right? Certain things that being within the scope of the industrial relations law and understanding how trade unions work and whatnot, that gives you that understanding to know what certain terms actually mean. So I would recommend,
yes,
you can get somebody to, you know, to take a look at it. But if you are genuinely concerned about something in your contract, it is important to go and let someone with a legal mind, a competent legal mind, look at that and give you some advice.
Thank you very much. Join the conversation, 306-1065, send your WhatsApp contribution, or give me a call, 625-2257. How do you feel? Because what I want to ask you this question, somebody text me this, they said, what are some of the red flags should an employee look out for in a contract? I mean, it's broad, but how do you, could you guide them on that?
Right. So one of the key red flags would be something where, or a provision, a term where there's no reciprocal obligation of the employer. So let me give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If it is that there is a term that says you can terminate your contract with 1 month notice.
Yes.
But it doesn't say how the employer could terminate the notice period, if there's any notice period or anything. So in a situation like that, the employer has the discretion. The employer can decide, well, I don't have any restriction. You have to tell me a month in advance, but there's nothing on the other side. That is concerning.
Stick up it right there. There's a call on the line. Good evening. Caller, talk to me.
Mr. Committed Sinclair, good evening.
I know this voice.
I'm listening to the conversation. Sinclair, what is your opinion on contracts, particularly in the government space, that are deficient in key terms, particularly as it relates to industrial relations and industrial relations matters? and the evolving positions of the industrial court on those employment contracts?
What an amazing question from someone who I heard you say name is Lord.
Yeah. So, I expected nothing
so
else.
Mr. Lord, let me just commend you on the question first. Let me just say that. I think, in short, that there is a lot to be done when it comes to the state and the contracts that are done by the state. The reality is, and this is something that I hope the people in authority can deal with immediately. The state is going to open itself up to a lot of litigation, because right now we have persons on contracts, and I will use this specific example. We have persons on contracts, and they will do this this cosmetic break.
Yeah.
So your contract is for 2 months, they give you a week home, and then you start back again.
And it's called some breaking contract.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Okay,
and what they have done, they do that for 5 years. And you have no recourse. You have no, well, in the contract itself, there's nothing there that says that you have leave, you have vacation, sick leave, nothing. And you are working for a period of time. And what the industrial court has said on several occasions, that that is unacceptable. That is, I will go so far as to say it is illegal. And I am backed by certain authorities that says that.
Got you.
It's illegal. And we are now putting ourselves as a nation in a position where people will ultimately benefit from the state coffers because of the fact that, you know, once people understand what their rights are, they will approach the court. So we have scenarios where people are learning about this. The state has to ultimately adjust the provisions, allow for contracts that have leave, allow for contracts that have the gratuity at the end of it. Of course, it has to be proportional, all right? But there's a need for review, and once that review takes place, then I think that we should be okay. It will be in line with industrial relation principles.
Thank you for that question, Mr. Lord, and thank you for the response. Sinclair, 625-2257 or 306-1065. Call and ask your question, because, you know, we have an opportunity now where you could not get legal advice specific to you, but a generalization of what recourse of action you may have. Because look at this. How often is it that let's say I get a job, Sinclair, and I go on to sign, and they say, well, look at your contract here for the first time. They say, sign here. The environment for me to go and say, hold on, give me 2 days, I want to go and see my attorney so that I could see this. I don't really see that happening in Trinidad and Tobago.
So it doesn't happen because the person signing that contract doesn't know their right. Simply put,
wow.
Because you have let's put it this way. If you did not read that the contents of that agreement and you did not understand what you were signing, there is a possibility of, I'm going to use a word, that contract is voidable, meaning that if it is not properly explained, if it's not properly understood, and you sign that without proper knowledge and understanding. Now, obviously, there's a statement in law. You know, you don't just sign blindly, right? You need to know what you are signing. So that's one issue. But there's another side of that. If you are of the opinion that you are signing to something, and what you have actually signed has different terms, various terms, you tell me one thing, but what you write there is something else, that can result in that contract being voided, right? So that's one side of it. The other side of it is, yes, we need to understand our power as employees. The majority of the population, we are employees. And you do not just, one of the things that people do is that they take verbal arrangements for employment. That's crazy.
Verbal arrangements.
Yes. And when I say it's crazy, let me be clear, because you know, it's a difficult thing sometimes, you know, in terms of administration and whatnot, but it is important to have an understanding of what your terms are. And if there's nothing saying what your terms are definitively,
yes,
then it's likely to change. And what we are seeing happening in the population is, I'm going to use another term, unilateral variation of contracts. And what that basically means is the employer imposes on the employee a term. And that happens if there's a verbal arrangement. It will happen.
I would like to interject with a question.
Sure.
They kind of my field.
No problem.
I mean, going for a job, you don't know what's a correct term and condition for you, right?
Right.
Well, how would you know what's the right thing? Because if it is, I need to ask the employer to go to see a lawyer for him to run through my contract. then that would mean that, hey, that job, do you get that job now? All right, yeah, go ahead now. And then when you come back, sorry, the position is filled. So where does that leave me as the the person looking for the job?
Right. Practical question. So that is a very practical question. But I want to suggest a way to get around that, because most jobs, you get an offer letter.
Yes.
So the offer letter gives you the ability to accept subject to contract, if I could put it that way, right? So after you sign your offer letter, the expectation is that you would have now a contract setting out all of your terms and conditions. Now, that gives you the opportunity to say, I need to see this document, I need to take a look at it, I need to get someone to advise me, and then I go from there. Now, if you do not receive, or if you only receive an offer letter, then that creates an issue, right? Because an offer letter is just that. It is not in, some people try to put terms and conditions in it, but in reality, that's not a genuine contract, in my respectful view, right? So what it does, it gives the individual the opportunity, the employer the opportunity, as I said, to vary, to include things, to change terms. So I would say that if you have an offer letter, that's good, but press for a contract. Press, okay, well, I signed my offer letter, so you're inside. So it solves the problem of, nah, that job is not for me, you're inside, right? But what are my terms? So in more complex organizations, they would have policies. Show me where the policies are. How if I have a grievance, who do I go to? If it is that there is a dispute, disciplinary dispute, how do I solve, you know, what am I going to expect of this procedure? So that is the kind of thing that I will recommend that you do to address some of those issues. All right?
Guys, if you're going to a break, and we will be right back.
Tune in to Betterments with Old Space Monday through Thursday, 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a program that educates and is solution-based. Base tackles the issues that matter to you, providing a platform to speak your mind and find solutions. That's Betterments with Base, with a focus on education and resolution. This is all about making things better for you. You can reach us via phone and WhatsApp to share your thoughts and find solutions to the issues that matter to you. So if you want to make a difference and have your voice heard, tune into Freedom 106.5 FM and join us for Betterments with Bass Monday through Thursday from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Better for you, only on Freedom 106.5 FM, where we believe that your voice matters.
When the issues matter, the conversation starts here. From politics to the economy, from social justice to national development, nothing is off the table. Weekdays, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., Davey Marie brings you the Morning Rumble on Freedom 106.5 FM. Hard-hitting topics, informative, credible guests, experts who don't just talk, they break it down. If you want clarity, accountability, and real discussion on the issues shaping your day and your country, there's only one place to be. The Morning Rumble, weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind. Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information. Every weekday morning, Tosca Martinez brings you the stories that matter to you. On The Human Impact, tackling the issues of the day, exploring health and wellness that hits home, diving into powerful features, bold opinions, and a book club that keeps you thinking. It's thoughtful, it's fearless, and it's yours. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Speak your mind, Trinidad and Tobago, and let's make it count. The Human Impact, only on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Power up your Saturdays with Carrie V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in, you're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Carrie V's infectious personality. Join the fun, fuel the conversation, speak your mind. Saturdays with Carrie V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Welcome, welcome back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Well, you're Mr. Committed. You're having a conversation, a deep one. But if you're now tuning in for the last 45 minutes or so, even, yeah, we were discussing employment law, discussing some of the key terms that you're supposed to look out for in a contract. It's supposed, what's the big word they use for something with the R? When the employer have to do something.
Reciprocal.
Yes.
Terms.
Me biting my tongue like that today. And we also learned about constructive
dismissal. Constructive dismissal, yeah.
Guys, I mean, I'm so sorry that you're not tuning in. But still give us a call. Have an opportunity. Because we're going to take a shift in the discussion this afternoon. But I'm going to get the number still now, man. 625-2257 or 306-1065. Send your WhatsApp. And I think there's a WhatsApp to be read. And I'm hoping that the WhatsApp making sense. Somebody said, good afternoon all. Is there a legally allowed time that is given to read a contract properly before signing? As usually when given a contract, persons are somewhat pressured to sign at that exact moment. What can be done in that situation? And what power do we have? Are you allowed to take a copy, I think they meant to say, of the contract and go to have it viewed by an attorney? And if denied, then what would we be able to do in that situation? Sinclair, could you guide on that?
Yes. First? So I think I touched on what you could do a little bit. But what I would say is directly, no. I am not aware that there's any specific time frame that you can ask for in law. All right. So it's really incumbent on the employee and the employer to give persons a reasonable opportunity. Mm. All right. Because depending on the type of contract, right, we have persons who enter into contracts and it's from minimum wage all the way to hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? And they would need an opportunity to understand what they are getting into.
Yeah.
Especially if the person's education level may not be at a certain level. So that is something that is important. Now, something we didn't discuss on the last occasion, before the break, it takes a lot sometimes for employers to actually find the right person. So the fact that you are selected, the fact that you have reached the point of receiving the attention of a phone call and getting there and getting a contract,
yeah,
it means that they have already seen something in you, that they want you. And that may very well mean that you have the ability to say, hey, I need to... Think about it. We have instances where people will say, well, I need to finish up my job. I need a month. And the employer will wait for you.
That's true.
So if it is you are valued, you have to know your worth. If you know your worth and you know that, hey, I need a moment to check this, they may want you more.
Yeah.
Because you are actually, yes, you are the person I want for this job. Because you know what you're about. So the pressure is sometimes there, yes. But I think that we, again, I wanted to say this at the beginning, but I'll say it now. The theme for my being here, I know people don't mind me saying this, I'm not trying to take over, is empowerment. I want to empower people. And part of the empowerment side of this is understanding your power, what you can do as an individual. Some of us feel powerless, but the reality is that we have a lot of power, right? There's a reason why an employer is looking for somebody. And as I said, if you get to that point, it means that they have seen something in you. So know your worth. Know your worth.
I appreciate that. And guys, if you're not tuning in, just a time check in Capital City with Freedom. It is 6:47 in Capital City, and you are tuning to 106.5 Freedom. You're having a conversation that is now along the lines of empowerment. And as you speak about empowerment, Sinclair, how did you acquire all of this knowledge? From, I don't think you're born an attorney.
No, I didn't born an attorney.
Where that journey came from?
Well,
how it started?
I have to say, boy, the knowledge The knowledge came by the grace of God, because
he meant to that.
It is only through the strength of the Creator that I am sitting down here before
you. Amen to that.
I cannot say that I've done this on my own, right? It was a very uphill battle. I've had a lot of challenges in my life, and the mere fact that I could wear the hats that you raised,
so many hats,
and I could tell you, you ain't raised some. But I also lecture in Costat, all right? And the fact that I can do all of the things that I do, the only explanation is God. Only explanation, all right? In terms of upbringing, I was very fortunate to be brought up by very strong women. Firstly, my mom, and then my grandmother, who was very instrumental in my upbringing. She made it very clear that before I get married, if you're leaving her house, you're leaving her house to go into your own house.
Hey.
And I was very, very happy that I was able to do that, right? And, you know, my children, I live for them. I really, really love and respect and honor them, because they are growing up really nicely. They give trouble when they're ready, but, you know, I don't know any children that don't, right?
Who don't give trouble?
Just to go back to what you asked there, I see myself as service oriented, and I see myself as someone who looks to resolve the problems of the different persons who I impact. So
but
I have
why that service vibe. Where?
My grandmother was a public servant for over 30 something years, right? So I think that it is ingrained in me that we need to support and serve our fellow man. That is ingrained. So I try to impart that knowledge, not just in the workplace, but also to my children and other persons that I may come into contact. I have employees in my firm, and we try to focus on service.
All right,
service. I'm 15 years called to the bar, and I still do legal aid. I have pro bono matters, right? Because it's very important to give back.
To give back.
Right? It's very important to do that.
And on that note, someone said, apparently becoming popular here in the show, although this is my show and not English way, but they said, I work for minimum wage and I don't get paid for holidays or weekends or overtime. What can I do? How can I get to Mr. Sinclair? So they're asking three things there. What they could do, how can I get to you? This question seems packed, but I mean...
Well, let me say this. The first thing is that if you are working for minimum wage, you are statutorily required to get some type of vacation leave, right? The law requires 10 working days vacation leave. You are entitled to 14 days sick leave. So this is not a situation where someone who is operating at the lowest, you know, and again, everybody needs a mental day.
Yeah.
So to suggest that you will not be afforded some sort of vacation, all I would say is you are protected by law. The law provides for time off, right, in certain circumstances. And in terms of getting in contact with me, I am not necessarily permitted to do that as an attorney, but I am on social media. My name is on the flyer, and I think that I can probably share my details after, but not on here. All right? I won't do that on here.
Got you. So you got that there. If you organize it, don't worry yourself. So sooner or later, you might get vindicated. Who knows? And then this person, I think this person probably a little special in a somewhat way, however you interpret it. They said, hiring a specialist lawyer is very expensive. Are there not SCs in your position? How you reach their partner? What's going on with you? No, when the discussion dealt with opposition, you come with that nonsense. Anyways,
but I'll just answer that question by saying yes. It has some SCs in the opposition, but I mean, you don't. Some matters do not require senior counsel, eh?
Right.
You know, these type of matters, yes, there may be complex ones, but there are competent attorneys out there that can assist you with your grievances. And of course, do not forsake legal aid. They are very
How functional
good.
Is that?
I do pro bono work through legal aid, and legal aid is not something that people should sit on, right? They are very competent lawyers I know them. They are very competent lawyers in the Legal Aid Advisory Authority. At Hewarden, there's a legal clinic there, and they are very competent lawyers. The public defenders, right, with respect to criminal law. I will never take away from that. And I'd recommend that people access, if there's always access to justice if you are unable to afford.
And two more questions before we go into it. Before I go down that road, there's a call on the line. Caller, good evening.
Pleasant afternoon, Mr. Committed, and to your guests.
How are you doing, brother?
Good evening.
Hi there, man, Brutus, man. I want to thank your guests for being so kind to his people and his nation.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, because it worth it.
Hmm.
And if we do it, who will do it?
We'll do it.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
So let us leave something good.
Protest man, thanks man. Protest man, you know, as I mentioned last week, you know, you ain't coming last week, you know, going on, but a small thing. The man said thanks, boy Sinclair.
Yes, I mean, I'm happy that I appreciate the opportunity, and it's good to know that people are, you know, absorbing the information, and it's appreciated. So,
you like cricket?
Yes, I do.
So, you can bat?
A little bit, yeah.
I'll run up a ball here for you. So, local government, you're the co-op sec.
Uh-huh.
Local government, these are the people on the ground.
Yes.
How does your job impact real lives on an everyday basis within TPRC? We don't have much time, so condense it, but let me know how that happens.
Well, as a batsman, I want to hit it for six.
Yeah.
So we're going to deal with that is this way. My job is instrumental. We deal with any and everything that comes through the corporation, the legal department, and I wouldn't take credit for this alone. My department, we are 4 persons strong,
mm-hmm.
and TPRC is the largest corporation in terms of population size in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And we deal with everything from someone falling on the side of the road to people having issues with encroachments. We try as much as we can to deal with site visits for, you know, derelict vehicles. We do policies. So I was very pleased to be part of the team that developed the policy for gated communities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to hear the minister even referring to TPRC as having some sort of policy, that was something that I felt proud about, right?
Yeah.
And we do a lot. We do a lot in our department. I hope that it is appreciated. I think it is.
Yeah.
I've heard positive things about what we do. So yeah. And then of course we would have done just briefly. I know time is precious. In terms of securing grounds, right? So Hardier Park, I was very happy to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And we were able to secure possession of Eddie Hart. That one was a contentious one. It was contentious, but it was contentious, but we were able to prevail. So yeah, we do a lot in the legal department, and I'm happy to be there at this point in time. Yeah.
I can tell that service is within your blood.
It is.
And if there's something you could tell someone out there in Trinidad and Tobago who perhaps has been raised by their grandmother similar to you, and they have aspirations of giving back to Trinidad and Tobago, what message would you send to them this afternoon?
So I have two messages, mm-hmm. and I will try to say it very quickly. The first one is invest in yourself, believe in yourself, right? I don't think there's any better joy than waking up in the morning and doing what you like to do and doing it for yourself. Being an entrepreneur, working for yourself is a really positive thing. And I would encourage persons to invest in themselves and take the plunge. Now, we are also mindful that that is not something that everybody could do. So the second message is mind your business, right? Know your worth, as I said before. If it is that you are employed, make sure that you are aware of what your terms are.
Yeah.
Right? Make sure that you are getting your full benefits. Because if it is you do not mind your business, somebody else will mind it for you.
Mm.
All right, so you need to be very, very, very careful and live nice.
I like that. Any message I get from that? One, I was hard from the last go forward. Live nice. Two, mind your business, especially you, Carrie V. And three, invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. I don't have much time, Carrie V.
Why you don't invest in yourself? Yeah, you study that.
And you know what? Sinclair, I want to thank you so much for this afternoon.
Thank you for inviting me.
I really believe it should be 2 hours sometime on the Mass in Caribbean to advocate for that, because there's so much you could share. Because I didn't unpack everything.
No. We still have a long way to go.
A long way to go, and perhaps we could do this sometime coming forward. But you know what, guys? Catch me here next week at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Inside Hub Friday. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You hear me? Testing 1, 2.
Next week Friday is not Good Friday.
Girl, are you
the outside?
Yeah, I would David Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And as we on Christ, I'm gonna tell you this.
Okay.
And I will take pattern from Sinclair. He say invest in yourself. He also said mind your business and live good. The good book also said to us, write down your vision and make it plain so that he that will read it could run with it. Mm. And I believe if you take Sinclair's message, which means invest in yourself, write down what you want to invest and believe in that vision, man, you'll become something so great. Not even caricaturally anything about it. Guys, we are close to the top of the hour. And it's been my pleasure. We're going. Caribbean, oh gosh. Nah.
Like to talk,
And I want to make a public commitment. I want to have you back sometime on again, Sinclair,
I'll
to go
to
further.
Back, yes.
Yeah, because this time people were listening.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
They were listening.
Yes.
And I was listening as well, too. But before I had to listen outside, guys, I told you at 7 o'clock, there would be the major broadcast by CNT3 at 7 o'clock. And,
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.